Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds with a couple days off here. Practice yesterday. They'll have the day off today. Back at it on Saturday for a nice little matinee matchup. When Chicago comes to town, matinee hockey is the best hockey. Love it. Looking forward to that one coming up on Saturday. And to help us talk more about the Preds, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators assistant coach Derek McKenzie. Derek, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking time to be with us. I appreciate it. So, Derek, obviously you and Brunette coming into a new team and a new situation here. What have you learned about this group through the first 15 games? Obviously, the results lately have not been going your way. But overall, as you guys are trying to get more familiar with the team and the roster that you have, what have you learned about this group to this point?
Well, I mean, I can tell you one thing: we haven't had to complain about effort. I mean, you know, this is a young group, and they are hungry, and they're willing to kind of go the extra mile, and you know, it's a lot coming in here and implementing some, you know, Andrew's new systems, and you know, kind of pushing the pace and the style of play that you know, he knows can be successful. I think it's been you know, tough on the guys trying to get up to speed, and you know, I know that feeling. But like I said, on the same token, these guys have, you know, they've really, there's only been a couple games I'd say that, you know, we really didn't deserve to win, and that's not, you know, take anything away from the other teams that are obviously trying to do the same thing we're doing. It's a very difficult league to win in, and we're just on the other side of it right now. But again, it's been a lot of fun. You know, coming in here in training camp, you can kind of feel the energy and the willingness of the guys. So, you know, looking forward to, you know, this next segment coming up.
Yeah, so Derek, obviously recently you guys have had some multi-goal leads that you've let go. I know there's always multiple factors and things like that, but as a coaching staff, is there anything you guys can identify as like, if we change this, then that stops happening?
Yeah, you know, I think if you go back to the Calgary game, I think that was probably a little misleading. You know, I think we did have a 2-goal lead and, you know, probably didn't deserve it. And, you know, there is a saying in hockey that it's the worst lead in hockey. And I think it kind of caught up to us a little bit. You know, moving forward to the Arizona game, you know, that's kind of, yeah, the last couple are on us. I think, you know, these are games that, it's not necessarily, you know, what maybe structurally something. I mean, yeah, on a daily basis, we're trying to grow and get better. But, you know, I just think when you're a young team, you've got to find those moments to put teams away. And when we've had those 2-goal leads, we've had moments, not to be greedy, but to make it 3-0 or to make it 3-1. You know, obviously there's going to be momentum shifts in games, and obviously teams are going to push back. You know, if we were down 2-0, obviously between the first, we'd, you know, kind of make some adjustments and make sure we were ready to go for the second. So just learning, you know, those moments in the game that are so important, and that's where good teams either dig in and they shut them down, or they dig in and they get maybe a big goal on the power play, or you know, just find a way to grab that momentum back. And that's, you know, something that, like I said, you look at the teams that have success over and over again are great at doing. And we've just got to kind of, you know, learn from our mistakes and identify those moments and be better.
Derek, Philip Forsberg, a guy that you're familiar with, you played against him in your playing days, obviously, 18 points, 15 games. He's got 5 goals in the last 3 games. And we've seen him do this around here before. You know, when he starts to score, sometimes it can really come in bunches. But overall, just his overall game, the offensive impact he's having right now, what do you make of the way that Forsberg has played for you guys to this point?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously a very dangerous, talented player who's, you know, give a lot of credit to guys like him because he's done it for so many years, like you alluded to. And, you know, when guys consistently do that, you know, when other teams are consistently putting their best checking lines out against a player every night and still find ways to be as effective as he had, it obviously, you know, speaks volumes on just how talented of a guy he is. I think Phil, you know, just like a lot of guys, you know, it's been, again, a learning curve and transition period for him. And I thought, you know, through the first 5 or 6 games, you know, he was really kind of trying to feel his way through and get acquainted with our system. And now, you know, he's just become a force. And, he's a big guy for someone who can be so slippery and skilled, and obviously has, you know, one of the best shots in the game. And but when he uses his body as well, and he uses his size, and he kind of drives through those lanes and opens up the ice for O'Reilly and Nyquist and guys like that. He not only is just effective individually, but you know, he makes our team universally better. So, you know, he's definitely, you know, and again, you know, being hurt a little bit last year, I think, you know, it's just, it takes time. It's such a fast league and the timing of everything. And, so, you know, it's been really fun to watch him kind of find his groove again. And he's been a big asset and a great leader for us.
Obviously a huge loss for you guys with Tommy Novak getting put on IR. Cody Glass is back, so that's, you know, at least that times out well in terms of, you know, having him and getting him back into things. What's your expectation for Cody Glass? What are your impressions of him so far as a player?
Well, Cody's a super talented kid, and he, you know, obviously a great teammate, and you know, you can just see it on Cody's face that you know, he wants to be that, you know, that top line or top, you know, two line centerman, and he's got all the you know, the tools to do so. Very similar to Tommy Novak. I mean, you know, both those guys I think are going to be, you know, top line centers in this league for a long time. I mean, both of them just kind of feeling their way through. You know, we've talked a lot about just with the two of them, just the little things, right? I mean, you know, just starting in the face-off circle, you know, let's be strong there, and then let's be guys that, you know, are going to be on the ice, not only when we're up a goal, but when we're down a goal. You want, you know, as a centerman, you want to be there in those moments if we need one in a big face-off, or if we need to, you know, close out a game with the other team pulling their goalie. Let's start there. Let's be, you know, a 200-foot player. Let's be responsible, and then let's build our game from there. And I think, you know, obviously Novi has that offensive upside, and Cody does as well. I think Cody's, you know, proven that he's a responsible player, and I think the next step for him is just, you know, finding ways to impact the game offensively. But it'll come. Like I said, he's got the tools. He's ambitious and a hard worker. And, you know, usually when you have that combination of things, it's just a matter of time where you kind of, you know, and in fairness too, you know, he's been kind of playing with different players, and that's kind of what happens, you know, when you have a few injuries early, everyone's still trying to find, you know, where they fit in and find some chemistry, but I'm very confident Cody will.
Derek McKenzie with us here on Robbie and Rex. So, Derek, last thing for you here. You know, from my perspective in the media, it's been really interesting to hear Andrew Burnett kind of talk the game and think the game and hear kind of his approach to things. From your standpoint, as you've been in meetings with him, as obviously your relationship goes back with him, what do you make of Andrew Burnett's coaching style, and what have you learned about him as a head coach through your time with him to this point?
Well, I mean, I've known Andrew, you know, probably 30 years, and, you know, I got an opportunity just to, you know, he's a little bit older than me, but kind of took me under his wing, and it started, you know, just in the summertime with, like, work ethic, and just, you know, the amount of time that he put in to preparing for seasons, and I was able to kind of, you know, hop on his coattail and learn a lot from him. You know, Andrew's always had this great ability to kind of slow the game down, even though it's so fast. You know, it's like, you know, he can see it in slow motion. He can see the pockets. He can see the plays. He can see the lanes. And I think, you know, those are a lot of the things, especially on the power play, that he tries to translate to the guys. Because obviously, you know, this game just continues to get faster and faster. But I think, you know, more than anything, regardless of all the X's and O's, that he can be so good at. I think, you know, just the passion for the game, the love for the game, you know, I mean, it's a guy that just loves to be around the rink. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he could be off doing something else. He had a, you know, a prolific career and has been involved in different organizations. This is just about him wanting to win. This is about him, you know, enjoying the challenge and you know, some of the daily rigors that come with going through these kinds of things. And I think he's been in this situation before. And, you know, if it was easy, right, I don't think maybe any of us would do it. I think these are the challenges that get guys like him that are so competitive excited. And I think it's contagious. And, you know, I know every day I'm learning something new. And, you know, I think it's just a great lesson. I got a son that's, you know, 12 years old, and daughter that's 14 playing for the junior Preds. And I think more than anything, every day, if you can kind of inject some of that passion, some of that joy into the game, you know, sometimes that's exactly what you need. And that's you get the result that you wanted from something as simple as that.
Well, Derek, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us. Looking forward to talking with you throughout the season, and good luck on Saturday. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys, anytime. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Absolutely. Predators assistant coach Derek McKenzie, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road. Interesting stuff there. Like, the being around Brunette, he does think the game. Even like somebody like me who's not around him every day in the coaching setting, but just from like the media standpoint, it's fascinating hearing him like explain things. So it's been a really interesting start to his tenure to this point. Obviously, the results not going well for the Predators right now, but I think the Predators have gotten one of these young coaches that is pretty interesting moving forward.
Yeah, pretty sharp, and the results are good from a media perspective.
They are,
which is really what matters.
What matters is
for us. Yeah,
yeah.
Good answers, you know, and interesting stuff.
Yeah,
it's always great, right?
That's what we're looking for.
It's not always the case.
Not always the case, for sure. Coming up next, a surprising stat, I think, for a lot of Titans fans as regards to their offense that I think might take some people off guard. We'll get into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.